Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
It's the WIP Morning Show. John Ritchie, James Seltzer in for Joe DiCamera, Rhea Hughes, Dan Wilson back in the studio, broadcasting from the NovaCare Complex for 94 WIP's Champ Camp, driven by Forest River RV, by Camping World RV sales, service, parts, and accessories. Unfortunately, John, we can leave here and will leave here after today, unlike the Hotel California that you can never leave. We're coming to an end here. Training camp is almost over, man. Like, this is, I said before, less than 3 weeks. We are 2 weeks away from the season tomorrow, Thursday, 2 weeks away from Eagles Cowboys, John. I feel like it's kind of snuck up a little bit. While it feels like a long training camp, it's still, I can't believe we're only 2 weeks away from the season. I know both those things don't jive with each other, but that's how I feel.
I feel like, man, I can't wait till we see real running around and hitting people and playing football, and it doesn't feel like we get that in training camp as much anymore. And there are a lot of guys we haven't seen at all during this camp. Guys like AJ, who I really
listen.
Am
they lost him for what, four games
off
last year. I'm okay with them.
Oh, be careful with him. Yeah, well,
everyone's
clearly,
being cautious, and we just have not seen our real version of our team during this camp. And in 2 weeks, it feels like we've been waiting an eternity to see the good version of our offense, the good version of our defense that's established and that knows who's on the outside at cornerback and who's coming off the edge at the second D end position. But there's still a few things to be worked out, and everything else feels like it's progressing normally enough. And we, as you have stated, Jimmy, I am willing to suspend my disbelief a little bit. I was taught by this team that their methodology of preparing for football gets the job done appropriately.
No 3 days.
Them. They're healthy. Yeah, they stay upright and uninjured for the most part. And training camp is a formality in a lot of ways for a lot of these old heads. I am really looking forward to seeing the old guys who are established get some work in themselves. You know, that's what comes next, I guess. Yeah. The regular season, when the real
when the players play,
legit stars play football. Yeah,
that'll be exciting. 215-592-9494 to chime in on the Eagles, the camp, the up and down camp. How you feel about the Birds? And Phil's another big win last night. Going to the phones in 30 seconds, but I gotta hear one more time. JT Realmuto, eighth inning last night, basically with Duran coming in, wins the game. An eighth inning walk-off home run for JT Realmuto.
Swung on, hit deep left field, and that one is going to put the Phillies in front. JT unloads.
Wow.
It's a two-run home run, and the Phillies are back in front here in the bottom of the eighth, 6-4.
Just and a massive shot.
That was the first pitcher, wasn't it? That's one of those I'm not accustomed to seeing JT swing
Oh, first pitch.
Right away.
It threw me off when you said first pitcher. I was like, the first pitcher
of
the game.
Yeah, that was a first pitch home run.
Got you. Yes, yes.
You know, seems like JT's a little more cautious
approach. I agree with you.
That was one right out the gates.
It looked like the same exact pitch that he had thrown to Harper. And that guy, was it Marsh?
Mm-hmm.
Is only the second home run he's given up all season.
Wow. Yeah, and it was
JT
no doubter.
JT has been hitting some guys in relief. You know, look at Aroldis Chapman, you know, with the Boston game.
Yeah, that was
game.
A big one, too.
I forget who else he came up against recently, but he's been doing some damage against some high-leverage relievers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. No, JT's been great. Yeah. He has been absolutely awesome since a slow start. Him and Marsh, both slow starts and have really been phenomenal. And even Stott, since the All-Star break, Stott homers yesterday, too. 215-592-9494. Let's get to a lot of calls this segment. Let's talk to Gary in Vineland. Gary!
Seltzer!
What up, pal?
Buddy? Not much, man. Hey, Richie, I'm dropping off my first one, my daughter, this Friday.
And
I know my wife's going to be a puddle, but, like, I'm happy and excited for, like, the first start of the next step in her life. You know what I mean? I'm excited.
Are you really?
You're a very evolved human, Gary.
I mean,
yeah, call us after Friday.
Really. Yeah.
Good luck with it, Gary. Yeah. It sounds like you have a very healthy
You're talking
attitude.
A big game, Gary. We'll see how you feel.
Your wife's
going to
be
Saturday.
Picking you up off the floor after this weekend.
Oh, man. She actually made the dance team, so we're going to be able to see her at the game.
Good. Congratulations. That's fun.
Uniform.
That's awesome,
Sweet.
Man.
Yeah.
What you got on the fields, Gary?
Last night was why I want the robo on. And this is not an attempt to get Richie to sing Mojo to Robo, but...
It's all you're doing these days, Gary. You need to, you can't do every call with the Moro Ojomo, Mr. Roboto.
Get the quarterback go. Anyhow, Schwarber is so dialed in, and now these pitches are, like, way off the plate. And then you look at Marsh, it was a ball by, 3-4 inches, and then next thing you know, he's going after a pitch in the same location because, well, he's going to call that a strike, so I better put a bat on it. Like the robo arm can't happen soon enough for me.
Oh, I'm 100% with you.
Me too. I think we are all
the idea.
Yeah.
It is it.
I think it will come next year. If I had to bet, it's not locked. It's not like guaranteed. But if I had to bet, I would bet. I think it'll be the system
where it'll be
the challenge. Because I mean, it's a big change. There are a lot of people who hate this still, John. Like
but they've done it in the minors for the last 2 years.
But they also have to get that player association has to agree with the this and that. You know, they all have to like. It's just not like hey, we're doing this. You know, they need to.
I would just say the players association. You want me to show some video of you guys freaking out?
Yeah. Well,
or we just do this.
Yeah. No. Look, they're going to do it. It's going to happen.
No, they were getting squeezed a little bit last night. There's no doubt.
Yeah, I'm just so tired of seeing it.
Yeah.
And I think
it feels like it's getting worse and worse. And look, it's the these guys throw really hard, and the ball's moving at wild angles. It's like, oh yeah, maybe it's pretty hard for the human eye to pick these things up when you're seeing right there, especially like if you're older and this and that. Your eyes and all this.
It's
stuff.
Bad when you see like, and I do it in football all the time. But there are certain umps. I go, when Seattle was coming in town, I went, oh, Laz Diaz, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you set yourself up going, oh, this is going to suck.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just with certain umpires.
Yeah, I agree.
And he wasn't even behind the plate last night.
You got an answer for a color and a title.
It's what we want to see from the Phils, the hunt for Red October.
Nice, nice answer.
Well
there.
Done.
Yeah, very good. Well sold. Great.
Great movie.
Movie there with
it was a book too, right? Tom Clancy book, right?
Tom Clancy book. Yeah, the Jack Ryan stuff. Yep. They're all the Tom Clancy's. Yeah. Also, it's the first movie I remember to do which I think all movies should do in this situation, where either have subtitles and have your movie be in the language that it is supposed to be in, or do the thing where they start talking in Russian and you do the like transfer into English, like they do at Hunt for October. Like him and Connery on the boat, they're talking in Russian and then it slowly morphs in English. You know they're talking in Russian all the time, but you're going to show us English. Like clever. That's clever. I love that.
I liked it.
You know what I'm talking about, John?
Yeah, that is the better way to do it.
Instead of like...
You gradually... condition the audience.
You're letting them know these guys are actually talking Russian, but you're going to hear it as English. That's what's happening here. I just thought it was a new
Yeah,
way
I
to
prefer
do that.
That.
Yeah.
Rather than reading.
Exactly. Yeah, well, yeah. That's true, too.
Rather than reading. I do so much of the subtitles.
I like subtitles.
I watch a lot of British shows I'm fine with. it's the Scottish and the Welsh.
Oh, sure.
Oh, so might as well be Russian.
I think subtitles are great. I'm a big subtitles fan. Let's talk to Violet in Virginia. What up, Vi?
Hey, guys. How are you? Let me take myself off a speaker. Sorry.
No worries,
Vi. No problem,
Vi. Okay.
Hey, do people call you Vi?
I call her Vi.
You can call me whatever you'd like.
Do people call you Vi, though, or do most people call you Violet? Or Let?
Ooh, Let is good. Hey, Let. No, I'm not going to say Let.
No. I've never had
do, Let. Is purple but your favorite color?
Vi or Violet? No.
Violet.
Not really.
Really?
That's so interesting. You would think, like, I would, if my name were Violet, I think
I would automatically.
I love seltzer water.
Purple is my favorite.
I love seltzer water. I just do. I'm sorry. Maybe I wouldn't if my last name were seltzer, but I do. I support it.
How do we not have you sponsoring seltzers? I mean, come on. Let's get to, guys, sales. Let's get to work on that. It's just, literally, it just hit me over the head. I'm a little blonde.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And I'm like, duh.
Of course. Hello? It writes itself.
I mean, I like purple. It's okay. I just, you know, I'm just so all over the place with my favorites sometimes. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm OCD or whatever they call it.
So what do you got on the fills today, Vi?
A couple things, actually. I have notes written down, so because I get a little nervous. But anyway, I thought
nervous.
It was a great
it's just
team
us
win.
Hanging out.
And I was fine with Sanchez coming out because I just don't want him to. He was fine. He was almost at 100 pitches, I think. You know, we need to save him.
Yeah.
I love his intensity. He has just come such a long way. I really, really, really enjoy watching him. Kirkling, I know everybody's been giving him a really rough time. You know, it was just a bad night for him. He's been pretty good, actually. So I thought Robertson did a really nice job when he came in.
He sure did.
Yeah, I've been super impressed with Robertson.
I know
he looks so much better
than I expected.
You're
really going to think I'm crazy with this one. instead of dogging Romano, can we...
standing ovation?
He's just not a good fit. He's just not a good fit for this team at this time, you know?
I mean, and look, Vi, I think it's one of those things, like, I get more annoyed that they are putting him out there than at Romano himself. Like, it's not Romano's fault that he just doesn't have it right now.
I feel like he's trying to build him up, but it's just not going to happen. I mean, when I honestly, I cannot imagine being a professional athlete in today's world with social media, because they just say such horrible, horrible things. And I mean,
it is pretty bad.
Just social media, period. It's horrible. Like, they say such terrible things. And I'm with you, by
I would say
don't look at it. Like, I know it's like not a perfect solution. People should be able to look at their mentions and whatever social media, but like, if I were a professional athlete, I wouldn't.
I to amuse myself sometimes, if somebody says something really nice, I go on to read the mentions, because I know about the fourth one down, there's going to be a bleep you.
Oh, sure.
I mean, I'm just, what? Why? Why?
So the last caller stole my idea, and I really like the Hunt for Red October, because it ties in with baseball.
Did you have a pivot?
Okay. Well, it's a show. I don't even know if it's still on, but The Blacklist?
Oh, sure, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
Well, James Spader vibe.
I love that show in the beginning, and then it just, you know.
I watched the first season. It was pretty good.
First,
and then
two seasons, but then they couldn't figure out what they wanted to do with the two characters, and I really liked it, because I'm a huge James Spader fan, and he was great in that.
Yeah, no, he was good in that.
Yeah.
I like James Spader, too. James Spader had an interesting career, never really...
Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, Pretty in
Pink. Loved him in Pretty in Pink.
Yeah, who didn't? Let's talk, speaking of loving him, I don't think people usually say that when they go to him. Let's talk to Andy in Deptford. What up, Andy?
Yo, morning team.
We love, we hot. I stepped on it.
Andy, it's so funny. I had a very long conversation with your brother last Friday.
Shout out to
evening. Aaron, who's working on a book.
Okay.
And it's so different than talking to you.
They are completely different human beings. It is so fascinating.
Well, big shout out to Big Bro. Well, here's the deal. You know, I mean, the sports knowledge is there with both of us, as you can see. You know,
yes.
But personalities may be a little bit different. I may be a little bit more
a little bit.
Your face. You know. But it's all good. Big shout out to the bro.
Awesome. What you got today?
Joe's book. Go out there and get it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
There you go.
Great book about the 01 season.
Aaron Bracey, by the way.
Yes, Aaron Bracey for those of you who are asking. Yep. Longtime writer for the Courier Post, right?
Yeah, and Aaron does a great job.
And he's an excellent writer of books. Yep.
Definitely. AP writer, too, so you know. Big shout out.
Yeah.
With you guys, Richie, when are you going to be a good teammate and support your team, your partner? And, you know, in this athletic events we have with the softest person known to mankind against Jack Fritz. When you going to step up to the table, Richie?
Hopefully soon.
Well, we
know when this race is.
Hopefully soon.
Yeah, good question. Do we know if this race is happening, or when it's happening, or what the deal is? We need to get back on this here. We've had a lull with Joe away.
Well, I mean, when somebody takes off of work for 2 weeks, I guess it's kind of hard to schedule things.
That's exactly right.
What's up with that?
What you got,
man?
On
you got
that Eagle? Brother, preach. What do you got on the Eagles or Phil's?
As far as what the Eagles are going, you know, we've been really healthy these last couple of years. We went into that Super Bowl with really nobody injured. I mean, we're going into the season week one, best lineman probably going to be out for a little bit of time. I mean, I crack up when they say, oh, it's just a minor surgery. Anytime you get knifed, in my opinion, it's not minor. So,
well, I don't know if you got knifed. Isn't it a scope?
It's a scope.
Yeah, so I don't think you got knifed,
Andy. Anytime you go under anesthesia and have a procedure, I don't think it's minor. So, I mean, we tried to show good face a couple days after that, showing up to work, drinking beers.
It was like the next day.
It was the next day.
Yeah. I don't know if that's the best good look, you know, drinking at work.
Oh,
but,
I don't care. Andy,
but, I mean,
really?
You know, you got Landon, who's got some issues, and he's got a history of knee issues. You got AJ, who's had this hammy lingering for a couple years. He ain't practiced in a couple weeks. I mean,
which I think that's why they're going cautious with him.
Yep.
Right.
Yeah, but I mean, we're bringing.
Do you think AJ's not going to play during the season, Andy?
I think AJ's going to miss.
Are you
some
concerned
time
that he might not be out there opening day? Because I am not.
Well, here's the thing, John. when early in the season last year, when we missed AJ for a significant amount of time, how'd the offense look?
Bad.
Not a trick question. Not a trick question. Looked bad, right? Okay,
so he said bad. He said bad.
Okay, so if he's not practicing, John, and he hasn't been practicing, and he may not be acclimated with game speed, and he may not be out there week one.
Andy, he's A.J. Brown. Do you think A.J. Brown's not going to be able to step on the field and be A.J. Brown? You think he needs to be acclimated?
I don't know. I'm not a doctor. He's A.J. Brown. I'm not out there, but if somebody's not practicing, they'll acclimate.
I think
somebody's not practicing and you trade for a receiver, that's a concern. Okay? Period. I don't know, one plus one is two. He's been out running, barking up the wrong tree.
Look, I think you could say, look, he had issues last year with it, was draining it, talked about that and all that with the knee. I think you can say it is a notable thing, but I don't think you could say it's like a concern that means he's going to struggle and he's not going to play or whatever. Like, I think it's much less of a concern than you are framing it to be.
Okay.
But, yeah, like it's something to monitor.
Let's go to the defensive side, right? We got a rookie safety supposed to start, been in and out all training camp. We got our inside linebacker that we re-signed the big money, been in and out all training camp. We don't know what.
I'm not worried about that at all. I wouldn't bark up, hold on, Andy, I'm going to let you talk. The A.J. Brown thing was an injury last year that is carried over to this year. For that reason, I could say that's notable. Zach Bond, I think most of the injuries in training camp, quote unquote, are getting guys rest and not making them go through training camp. I think Zach Bond is 100% fine.
Okay, fair point. So aside from the injury thing, right, you look at our production thing. We don't know who our second corner is going to be. All the second corners look like dog crap all preseason so far. Whether it's Ringo, whether it's Jackson, Bennett. I mean, they gave him number 49. So what do you really think about a corner rocking 49? I mean,
well, that's because it came in late, buddy.
I'm just saying, this works, right? Okay, but where's the pass rush coming from? Like, can anybody answer that question for me?
Yeah, where Nolan Smith, Jalex Hunt.
Okay.
I mean, Jalen Carter, Moro Ojomo.
All right.
We know
Nolan
the D tackle
Smith.
Is studs. Where's the edge rushers besides Jalex Hunt and Nolan Smith?
Last year was Nolan Smith. Hold on, Andy, calm down. Last year it was Nolan Smith and Josh Sweat. Like, it's not like Josh Sweat was a superstar all year. He had a good Super Bowl. Otherwise, he was fine. Like, I actually think Jalex Hunt this year could be better than Josh Sweat was last year pretty handily. Like, and Nolan Smith is the same guy. Like, it's the depth I'm concerned about. Like, after that, can Azeez Ojulari or Josh Uche give him what BG gave him and stuff like that?
O'Shawn Mathis, can they get there?
Yeah, like, I think there's depth issues, but I don't think it's like they don't have anyone out there who has proven anything.
Little bit of your fandom talking because Josh Sweat was a proven edge rusher.
Josh Sweat had eight and a half sacks last year, buddy.
He went a while without sacks.
Yeah, he went like 3 months without a sack last year, big dog.
Let me ask you this question because I know my time's running short. Before the end of the season and the playoff run, what did you get from Jalex Hunt?
Hold up, Andy. He was supposed to be someone who didn't play at all. He developed a lot quicker than they expected.
He got drafted in the third round last year.
As a developmental guy.
Yeah, most people didn't think he was going to play.
Look, he might not be ready, Andy. They might be asking too much of him. We're going to find out. But I just don't think it's you could say there's a 0% chance he's awesome this year. He might be awesome.
Nobody's saying that, but that's
what you were implying. I agree, Andy. I agree the defensive depth is a concern. Andy, you got an answer for us for a color and a title?
Oh, yeah. What about Green Mile?
Oh, sure.
Already Green said. Wasn't it said?
No, I think we had
it
a few.
It was said.
Yeah, it was
it
said.
It was said? Yeah. Ah, my bad. All right, Andy, call back. Dan Wilson will take your pivot answer if you have one. I'm guessing it won't be very good.
Well, Green Mile is pretty good.
No, Green Mile is
But it was set.
Yeah, it was set. All right, that's on me. My bad there. I had had enough of Andy.
I couldn't tell.
Take another call.
No, it was so funny. I talked to his brother Aaron for a while, probably like 40 minutes on Friday, about this book he's doing on Allen Iverson, which is one of my favorite subjects. And I got over the phone and I went, I don't think that could ever happen with Andy.
No.
Yeah. Because Aaron's, they are very different.
Could not be more different people.
Totally different.
Twitter poll question of the day, sponsored by Armin Chevrolet. Armin's annual sizzling summer saving event is on now. Visit ArminChevy.com for details. Together, let's drive to Armin Chevrolet. What is your level of concern with Ryan Kirkering for October? Full trust, some trust, no trust. What is your level of trust in Kirkering for October? We'll check the results next hour. Back to the phones in a sec, John. That conversation about Jalix Hunt, the depth at the defensive end there, the Jalix Hunt thing. Because he did, like we just talked about, he went from someone who was drafted in the third round last year as a developmental guy who was playing safety a year earlier at Princeton to someone who played meaningful snaps in the Super Bowl, had a half sack in the Super Bowl, which probably should have been a full sack. Year two, the development from Jalix Hunt, they are relying on him in a lot. I mean, he is going to be a starting edge for them, essentially. Are they putting too much on his plate? Like, is this too much to ask?
I have no idea. They seem very confident in Jalix Hunt. Vic Fangio, if he's confident in Jalix Hunt, I am confident in Jalix Hunt. He seems to know his way around the practice field, the playing field. He told us Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt were essentially in their own category.
Yeah, totally.
And that's good enough for me. We've been watching Azeez Ojulari and Patrick Johnson and Ogbo Okoronkwo and the O'Shawn Mathis, Josh Uche compete because we've got two we know can do the job. And Jalix Hunt, we were told by Vic Fangio, he's right. He fits the bill. And I have no idea what that's going to look like because last year he was, a third round draft pick who I felt like they were bringing him along just sort of at his own pace. And then all of a sudden, he exploded into our awareness very late. And I just don't know him well as a player. I haven't seen much of him out here at training camp because, again, the starters aren't getting quite as many reps as the backups in preseason games, and they're protecting these guys an awful lot, which is, I can finally say, I feel good about.
Hey,
we
made it.
We are healthy.
We made it.
A big reason why we just went and won the Super Bowl is we had 21 out of 22 starters by the end of the season. You can't argue with that. Jalix is going to be fascinating.
Yeah.
Because none of us really know him. And I can't even – I don't know what to expect, except I know Vic Fangio says he's good. And I'll take his word for it.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty much there with Vic in general, too. And what we saw from Jalix, the development in year one, obviously was massive and so much more than we expected. I think he's just one of those X-factor players we haven't talked a ton about in the lead-up to the season. But, you know, he's one of their starting
mysterious.
Two. Yeah, right. He's one of their starting two edge rushers, and we barely brought up his name. And it's just like an accepted thing, and it's a big question. I like him. I am more bullish on him than not, but it is a big swing. You know, Jalix Hunt being a starter in year two for this team in a meaningful position, like, that's a big swing for what we thought he was going to be last year when they drafted him, you know? So there's a lot in his plate. 215-592-9494. Back to the phones to talk to Mark in the Northeast. Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great, so, Mark.
First of all, if I wasn't on hold, I would have done what I normally do when Andy calls, and that's switch stations. I had no choice. So I had to hang up. I mean, I'm sorry. He's brutal. Anyway, Rhea, I'd like you to answer this for me. I want to get your thoughts first.
Oh, boy.
I just think that you have a lot of knowledge. I mean, I've listened to you for a long time, and I want to hear your opinion. So,
thank you.
They're going to call up a couple guys in September, right, who they think may or may not be able to do anything for them in September. So why not call them up now and get rid of a couple of the marginal guys if they have options? Like, if you think McGarry has something to show you, call him up now. Send down that guy. What's his name? Ron Hill.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans?
Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views, the cool waterfall mist during a hot hike, and the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments, Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
If he's still on the roster, one of your back
I don't think
end
he is. No, he's not on the roster. They don't. The all issue right. is, Mark, the guys they have, it's an like either they don't have the options to send down, or they're guys that they don't want to use up those options. You know,
no, it becomes a numbers game at this point. You know it. Howie does it all year long with the practice squad. You know, the up and down. Like these GMs right now are doing stuff that involves, like, you know, all kinds of algorithms. Well, I mean, they are. It just involves everything.
Especially because we're talking about like 2 weeks, so we're really talking about like 12 games maybe before then.
Yeah. Are you gonna
You're
do
talking
it now?
About yeah. using up an option or whatever.
When
you don't have to. Like, it's just an extra 12. Yeah. I get your point. I would have brought Crawford up weeks ago and taken a shot on him and seen what he had.
Why do you think they haven't?
I honestly don't know. I think they don't think he's ready. The most logical explanation is they do not think Crawford is ready. Hmm. That is by far the most logical explanation. So what else makes sense? Like, if you're the Phillies and you're trying to win the World Series and you've got an outfield that has been very subpar for the vast majority of the season, like, why wouldn't you bring up your top prospect? Other than at first it's all right, the year of control. That went away a while ago. Like, we're done with that.
Yeah.
Like, other than that,
are we done with it?
Well, I mean,
it's
past the date.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter. The point is, it doesn't matter. Yeah. It's over. They've already got the extra year of control. There's no, like, value to not bringing him up for that perspective.
So you just think he's not ready.
They must think he's not ready. That's the, Mark, the best explanation is that they don't think he's ready.
But you know what? They brought Rojas up from Double A.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Mark. I would bring him up. I am just saying, I think they think he's not ready. Like, that's the best explanation.
Yeah, where was Kirkring? Kirkring went right through everything.
Kirkring from high A all the way up and was pitching the playoffs that year. So, Mark, I get it. I think it's an interesting point. I don't think the 12 extra games matters as much to them as the options, or as the not losing the player that they want to send down, or someone not having options. Like, that they might want to send down Joe Ross. He doesn't have options. Then you can't send him down, and you could lose him to another team, which they don't. I'm just saying as an example.
What about Weston Wilson? Although I kind of like Weston Wilson. He's not playing.
Well, they've used up a lot of his options. Like, yeah, Wes Wilson is valuable when he has options because you can move him back and forth. Once he's out of options and every time, and he might be out of options, I'm not sure. Once he's out of options and every time you put him on the wire, someone can take him. Just
he's
like
been
Cody Clemens. Cody Clemens because you couldn't send him back to the minors. That's why they lost him. They would have loved to put Cody Clemens back in the minors and still have him in their control and bring him back up.
Well,
but they had to DFA him. So, I like, why would you use up those options for 12 games? I get your point. I just think that's what they're thinking about, Mark.
My point is, I just think if you think somebody can help you in September,
My guess is they don't. My guess is none of these, whether McGarry, like, maybe comes up as good, but my guess is none of these minor leaguers help them in the playoffs. Like, that's my guess. I don't think they're counting on it. You know what I mean? We are counting on it. I don't think they are, Mark. That's what I can interpret from their actions. Like, let their actions speak for them. Yeah. That's what their actions are. They've not brought Crawford up, you know?
Yeah.
He's been batting 330 for, like, 2 months.
They're the experts. So, I'll defer to them, but I don't have to agree with
them. Look, they might be wrong, Mark. They might be wrong. That's the point. I'm just saying we don't know anything other than what they say to us or what they do. And taking those things, all I can infer is that they don't believe Crawford is ready.
Before I give you my answer, didn't Dombrowski say they thought Crawford was ready?
They said they want him to play every day is what they said. They said
is Lehigh Valley going to make the playoffs? Did they win the first half? Because I know they're only in second place in the second half.
I'm not sure.
Like,
I don't know.
John,
I don't know. Mark, you got an answer for us for color in the title?
I do. John might have to sing it for me, though, but I'll go with Purple Rain.
Oh, big answer, Mark. Great call.
Great job.
Yeah, that's a big answer. It's a hard one to sing.
Yeah. You know? It's definitely not my forte.
Prince
takes the cake.
Doing his thing with that.
Prince is doing the singing and playing 25 different instruments. Yeah. Virtuosity is his middle name.
Unbelievable. Speaking of virtuosity, let's talk to Will in the Northeast. What up, buddy?
How you doing, Votron? How y'all doing today?
Hi, Will. Doing great.
All right. I'm doing fine. Good. How you doing, Leah?
Morning. How are you?
Good morning. You're part of Voltron, though. I keep telling you that.
Okay.
But I just wanted to say about Rob Thompson, right? I don't think he's like really giving his all. And I think he's just waiting for the season to be done. And I'm hoping that that's not the case. I think he just need to get more involved. If he would just show some type of, like, listen, you guys got it, and, you know, give him some inspiration, man, because I believe that's what they waiting on from him, and I don't think he's given that. But what I like, what I saw yesterday, what I've been seeing, the team is holding each other accountable. They're not waiting on Rob to make the decisions. They made the decision. You know, they've been holding each other accountable. They hitting well. They're not giving up in close games. That's the big thing, man. And that's what I've been seeing. They are becoming the fighting Phils again.
And they are. They're resilient, Will.
Yeah, man. And I love that about the team. And like I said, I'm going to end it with this, and I'm going to give you my answer. And I'm going to say one thing about the Eagles. But I said before in the beginning of the season, before the season even starts, the bats is going to have to win the World Series. The pitching is pretty good, but, you know, we've been falling by the bats. So that's what I want to see is for all the bats to win the World Series this season.
Yeah, I'm with you. What do you got on the birds real quick, Will?
Real quick about the Eagles. I think, you know, everybody's going to click. But what I want to say, man, like I keep saying, I'm kind of concerned about the offensive coordinator. I know I don't know too much about him, and we're going to see what we're going to do. But I think it's going to be a nice little walk in the park with Dallas, man, because I'm not sure about everything yet. And the Kobe game.
Yeah, I think Dallas is going to stink.
Did you hear what Adam Sandler said? I mean, Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler chiming in on it.
Adam Schefter said.
Oh yeah, let's get to that in a sec. Will, you got an answer for us?
Okay, I know the Blues Brothers probably been said, right?
No, good answer. Blues Brothers is a big answer. Yeah, for those who missed it, Adam Schefter is saying that he believes the Parsons-Cowboys thing is headed for a breakup.
Divorce was the word I believe he used. It's pretty amazing.
Can you imagine? And look, that could be posturing from one side or another, using Schefter to get him.
Sure.
Hey, we don't care. You know, we'll leave, whatever. You know, yeah. John, what do you like?
I think it's Jerry trying to get some sizzle.
I do too. I think at the end of the day,
there's no way
they can't let him leave, right?
They can't go, and they'll pay him $100 million this year. They will be on the cap. He'll count $100 million against the cap for this year, just like Dak counted $90 million against the cap last year or whatever year that was. They mismanaged this beyond belief. But this is a once in a lifetime player who is your player. They can't possibly let him go out the door. If they do, holy cow.
Holy cow.
Like we
can you imagine?
As Eagles fans,
it'd be a riot.
Yeah, it would be amazing. It would be amazing.
The problem is we can't bring him here because we
There's no way they're going to trade with us.
Because he's going to be $50 million
even then,
a year.
There's no way Jerry would trade him here. None. I mean, I know he likes the sizzle. That's
maybe
too much
he
sizzle.
Would. Maybe he's so senile at this point that the sizzle is all that matters.
Yeah.
That would be sizzly. That's sizzling right there, man.
Speaking of sizzling, call the Times Yours line, 215-238-4500. We need some Times Yours calls about Jerry Jones, about the Eagles, the Phillies. Call if Andy and Deptford annoys you, or if you like Dan Wilson, who's been texting me for a few minutes, mind blown that Aaron Bracey and Andy from Deptford are brothers.
Oh, he didn't know?
Not possible.
Oh, that's hysterical.
You did not. Fran Rojas shot right.
Fran and I had Andy, Aaron Bracey on our overnight show, and I didn't know they were brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's hysterical.
Isn't that great? Yeah, isn't that hilarious? How about this? The best... How much Andy from Deptford annoys you calls will make Times Yours today. 215-238-4500. I have to imagine many people are picking up their phones in the Delaware Valley to say how much Andy annoys them. 215-238-4500. Your calls on the Phillies, the Eagles, as we are getting set. Training camp, it looks like they're going to practice out on the field here. They're starting to get set up. It's looking like a real deal action going to be here, walk through, whatever. It's coming up soon. We'll keep you updated on it all, plus take your calls. It's the morning show. Don't go anywhere.
Burst pipes, leaks, clogs, corrosions, even a loud, mysterious noise. Don't let one of these plumbing problems ruin your summer. Contact Horizon Services today and stop worrying. No matter the time of the year, the one thing you know to do, you can trust the experts at Horizon Services to solve any of your plumbing problems because they have seen it all. You won't be waiting around for days for a plumber to arrive. Horizon Services has same-day service, so what they want to do is make sure your problem is fixed fast. As always, with Horizon Services, job's going to be done right the first time. If it's a bigger job, say maybe a water heater installation, Horizon Services has money-saving warranties, rebates, and check this out, flexible payment options. Doesn't matter what season it is, you should not be worried about having enough hot water for everyone in your home, and you shouldn't have to worry about your wallet when you need to take care of your home. Horizon Services, they are available 24/7, so don't wait. Schedule a visit at horizonservices.com. That's horizonservices.com. Book today. Knowing with Horizon Services, help is on the way.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with Street Easy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.